Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 14, and I am so happy, so grateful, so excited for us being here today. There's a lot that's going on, of course, and we've experienced so many changes, so many shifts, so much that's happening around us, and it wouldn't do much good to ignore the fact that we all are in the midst of incredible transformation. Transformations that are taking place on such deep levels of our life. And it's going to continue. We're not going to not be in the midst of changes, shifts, and incredible upheavals. But the beautiful part about it all is that when we change our perspective and how we see these things and how we allow ourselves to be present in the midst of the journey, it's going to change everything for us. I want you guys to understand that, yes, I'm so fully aware of everything that everyone may be going through when it comes to our day-to-day lives. And so it is not lost upon me that being consistent with fasting, being consistent and disciplined with believing that the beautiful things that we've been praying for, asking God for, it can make you feel a bit like this is just oblivion. Like this is just, you're just delusional to think that I could stay in this energy when real life is happening. But I want to remind you that real life is happening every day. Real life is happening for all of us. This is real life. As long as you are breathing, you're going to experience moments of discontentment. You're going to experience moments that force you to level up. You're going to experience moments that force you to question a lot of things around you and the people around you. But the most empowering thing that you can do for yourself is to believe in yourself and believe that God is not leaving you where you are, right? It is impossible to remain stagnant and be happy and be blessed and be in a sense of favor when you aren't growing, you aren't moving. How do you know you can overcome things if you never try? How do you know that God is really working on your behalf if you do not have struggles and opportunities where you're forced to grow beyond the discomfort? You don't. And so we're in this space where we are definitely battling with ourselves. We're battling with life. We're battling with the whys behind a lot of things, right? We're battling with the what has happened and who did what. And it isn't easy. It doesn't feel great and it makes you feel angry and it could put you in a position to where you really want to act out, you know? I want to give you what you've given me. I hope that you pay for what you've done to me. But when you shift your mindset and you shift the way you think about it, you realize that regardless to if your hand is on it or not, God is going to get the glory out of it. But most importantly, all seeds will be reaped. So you don't have to worry about how. You don't have to worry about when. All you need to worry about is where you are and the why behind it and continue to move forward. So we're in this space right now where there are massive layoffs happening. Massive layoffs and massive changes when it comes to relationships, when it comes to our home life, when it comes to children, when it comes to our thought processes, when it comes to how we view life and what we view as important and what we view as necessary. But you also have to understand that when things are unraveling and God is moving you out of certain spaces, it doesn't benefit us to sit in the thought process of why did this happen to me? Who did this? Why did you? What made you? What? It doesn't even matter. All that you need to be aware of is that God has moved you. And if you know that God is anchoring you and you know that the reason you're even in that space is all because of God, the way it happened, who you were connected with, God is going to do that thing again. Not even once. He's going to do it multiple times over. He's kept you. He's elevated you. He's advanced you. He's evolved you. He has put you in spaces that you wouldn't have been in before, even though it feels like it could all be in vain. It's not. Wherever God is placing you is intentional, and it isn't forever. It is always a reason, a season, and a place. And until God gets you where you're needing to literally be planted, you're going to feel like everything is unstable. But that of which that's supposed to be in your life, that of which is supposed to be connected to you, that of which that is supposed to be aligned in where God is leading you will remain. It will only get better. It will only evolve. It'll only grow. It can only go up from here. You're looking at this layoff possibility or this layoff situation, or you're looking at this relationship ending, or you're looking at the children acting out as an attack on you. But it isn't. It is a purposeful placement that God is orchestrating so that he can exalt you above where it is that he only meant for you to be temporarily. He only meant for you to be at that company for a certain amount of time to illuminate what it was that was needing to be seen, right? The things that you've endured, the things that you saw, the people you've impacted, the spaces that you were able to orchestrate. But there was something there that needed to be illuminated, and it could only be illuminated if you were there. And you were. And you earned it. But now your time is up. Your season is up there because there's something else God needs to do. And whatever it is that God is about to do there, you can't be there because you're needing to be somewhere else. So you're taking the experiences, you're taking the knowledge, you're taking your resources, you're taking your presence, you're taking the God in you somewhere else. That's going to bring you more happiness. That's going to bring you more joy. That's going to give you a sense of more contentment, right? That's where we're needing to be. That's where we're needing to go. That's where God is having you to be. And there's nothing and no one that can change that because that is what God has intended. Now, the relationship dynamics are completely changing. They're either getting stronger or they're becoming completely dismantled if they are not built on something that is solid. And that is all orchestrated by God because everything is needing to be in its place because we are changing. I created an episode that said the end of an era. That's real. There is an end of an era that we have approached, and there's nothing you can do to remain in the era that has passed. We have to evolve when it comes to real relationship, real foundation building, real consistent movement at the core. We're needing to be in a space where we're able to really get to the nitty gritty of where it is that we're heading in our life. What do we want? You cannot move in this energy of, oh my God, everything is happening to me. It isn't happening to you. It's happening for you. God is blessing you beyond your own understanding. God is positioning you in a better space more than you can even imagine. All you got to do is continue to trust in him, continue to believe in him, continue to have that undying belief that regardless to what it looks like, no matter how the storms are raging, no matter how the winds are blowing, no matter how unsettled I feel, I am on the right path because if I wasn't, I wouldn't be bothered at all. So my only duty is to keep going. My only duty is to consult with God each step of the way. My only duty is to trust that I'm going to be where I'm needing to be when this is all said and done, and it won't be long. And it brings me back to a couple of scriptures that I always reference, right? In Genesis, when God created everything, he created everything to be perfect, right? Everything to be good, everything to be, you know, to bring good into the earth, everything. It was all good. The darkness, the light, the fruit, the trees, the people, it was all good until it wasn't. But just because circumstances made it not good doesn't mean that the intent was not. So we have to focus on that. We have to continue to focus on God meant for all this to be good. God intended for this to do no harm to me, but just to be for my good. In Joshua, when God is sending, you know, people to Jericho, Joshua's like, why are you sending us here to be destroyed by the enemies? Why did you send us all this way across the Jordan to destroy us? He didn't want to fight. He didn't want to go through that. He's like, you set us up. But there was something Joshua needed to do. God sent Joshua to the other side of the Jordan so things could be exposed. So he could, one, test his obedience. Two, so it can be revealed what was happening right up under his nose. The betrayals that were taking place. And because of Joshua's obedience, even in the midst of the discomfort, even in the midst of being uncertain, even in the fear, even in the wanting to give up, because he pressed on, because he did not give up, because he remained steadfast, even when he wanted to give up, God blessed him with everything he thought he'd lost and more. Right? Or when you think about the young lady, the woman with the issue of blood, she'd bled for 12 years, 12 years going through all of the changes with your body and being isolated and being ostracized and being attacked and stoned away from the world, the people, because you were looked at as diseased. And still having that faith and that belief that if I can just get to Jesus, let me just get to the hem of his cloak. If I can just touch that hem of his cloak, I'll be healed. She had no real factual evidence that he was going to do it for her. She had no real knowing that he would even really be able to reach her, see her. But she had enough faith that forced her to go out, even in the midst of the people who said, she was ostracized, even in the midst of all of the crowds and the embarrassment and the humiliation and all of that. She went, she pressed on and she reached the hem of his cloak and he felt her. When everyone was touching her, everyone was reaching for her, for him. Everybody wanted a piece of Jesus, but he felt her. And just like that, because of her faith, because he felt it, she was healed. Now, perhaps our issues are not the issue of blood. Perhaps our issues are different health issues. Perhaps our issues are more so when it comes to the betrayals of friends, the betrayals of people that you entrust when it comes to your career, relationships, changes, upheavals that are happening all around you. Maybe your issue isn't the issue of blood, but it is the issue of betrayal. It is the issue of distrust and this moment you felt like everything was just shaking from you. No one believes like you. No one has the faith like you. That may be your issue. But all you need to do is get to the hem of the cloak, because if you continue on the path that you're on and you believe and you have that faith and you have that consistency, he's going to hear you. He's going to feel you and your wish just like that. Not because you're so special, but because of what he has in you, because of what he deposited in you, because of what he has assigned you to do. So, yes, we're in this space where we're moving past, we're moving beyond all of the things that have caused us to be in a sense of disarray. We have been disappointed. We have been mistreated. We have been hurt. We have been deceived. We're feeling like we're losing something. We're feeling like something is going away. We're feeling like we're barely holding on. But the beautiful part about it that you do not see is that you are not in a worse position. You have been exalted above everything that you thought would drown you. That betrayal you thought you would never be able to get beyond. That hurt, that anguish, that disappointment that really, really affected you deeper than you ever imagined. You're being exalted above that. That's all God. And when you remember that, yes, it's all God, but it's all working out for us, we don't fail. We don't fail. You've come through a lot. You've grown through a lot. You've experienced a lot. You've had to deal with a lot. You've had to embrace yourself in ways that were not always comfortable, but you've made it through. So understanding that, yes, I may have been disappointed. Yes, someone did catch me off guard. Yes, the situation did affect me deeper than I would imagined or thought. But the beautiful part about it all is that it didn't destroy me. It couldn't destroy me. God has the final say. Not only does God have the final say, He's assigned me to my next place. And where it is that I'm going to be great. Where it is I'm going to overcome. Where it is I'm going to make an impact. Nothing can take away what's assigned to you because God already ordained it. So why sit in the what has happened to you? It didn't happen to you. It happened for you. So the issue now becomes what you're focused on. Because if you sit and you look at, despite everything you've already seen and already grown through and already experienced, you realize that, you know what? I'm still blessed. My needs are still met. God is covering me. He's protecting me. He's keeping me safe. God has given me this opportunity to rest up. God has given me this opportunity to be, to rebalance myself, right? To invest in the things that matter the most that I didn't have the time to do before. God has given me that. And that's what we're here for. Yes, yes, it's been a lot of confusion. Yes, it has been a lot of change. Yes, it's been a lot of shifts. Yes, it has really caused you to feel so many different ways. But the beautiful part about it all is that it wasn't in vain. Yes, layoffs are happening. That doesn't mean that you sit in that. Utilize your resources. You've made some impact. You've built some connections. Utilize those tools. Create a resume that really exemplifies you. Utilize all of the things that are at your disposal. Because working through this is where your blessings come from. Not sitting stagnant, not being stuck, not being afraid, not sitting in the what ifs or the whys. Sitting in the knowing that everything is working out for your good. Everything is working out to benefit you. Everything is working out in a way that's going to exalt you in ways you never imagined and bring you above it all. Everything is happening because it's supposed to. It's all good. It's all good. Regardless to what it looks like. And whatever it is, it forced you to have to level up, right? You're not going to even see how beautiful that blessing was for you. You're not even going to understand the magnitude of the blessings for you. Because yes, it hurt to be stabbed in the back that way. It hurt to be let go from that job. It hurt to be talked about in ways that do not make you feel like they really are a part. They're not talking about you. It's almost like, who are they discussing? Like, who is that person? Because they can't be talking about me. They're not. When you're not able to be figured out, when you're not able to be contained, when your presence is too powerful, it causes a distraction and a distortion amongst those who want to vibrate on a certain space. And God is saying it is not for you to reduce yourself. And right at the moment where you may have been contemplating reducing yourself, leveling down, allowing yourself to be meek instead of bold, allowing yourself to be less of who you are, you were thinking about it. You were in the process of it. And God is like, absolutely not. Let me move you now. Let me move you now. Because there's something that needs to be done here. And you've done a lot of what I've assigned you to do. But I'm not going to allow you to reduce who you are to fit into a space you're only supposed to be temporarily. It's important for you to know that everything you touch, every room you enter, you bless. Every person you speak to, you're potent. Your energy is potent. Your spirit is potent. Your existence is potent. And in knowing that, it puts you in this energy of God is doing some things. So I'm moving on obedience. I'm moving on order. I'm being pushed out of my comfort zone, but that needed to happen. God is doing a thing, and he's not going to allow me to be reduced. He's not going to allow me to be less than. He's not going to put me in a position that puts me in a place of bondage. So we had to make some changes. He had to shift some things. He had to bring me back to where it is he needed me to go, because I almost drifted. I almost got too distracted. I almost got too overwhelmed. I almost allowed myself to lose my fervor. God's like, no. You did your job. You did your duties. You were that person's savior. You were that resource. You were who I assigned you to be in that space and in that area. Now it's time for me to elevate you. Being attached to the mission opposed to where it is your blessing. Look at everything as an assignment. Wherever it is you go, wherever it is you're headed, wherever it is that you're guided, wherever it is, focus on that. Because that's where the blessings are. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we're going to read the daily devotion, and then we'll close out this particular episode. I want to thank you guys so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being so disciplined. We are almost at the end of the fast, and it has been a remarkable one. It has been one that has pushed us, and it will continue to push us. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Okay? I want you to know I believe in you all so much, and you have to believe in yourself. Right? God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your nurturing and your protection throughout all of the things that we are dealing with and growing through in life. We thank you for bringing things to our awareness and bringing us into the forefront so that we're able to push forward and resolve things, and we're able to expand the way we see things because of who it is that we are following. God, we love you and we thank you. We could not do this without you. We would not choose to do this without you. You are our anchor. We thank you for all of the blessings and all of the reminders of how you've already blessed us and how you're not going to forsake us in the midst of what appears to be turmoil, confusion, and distortion. We thank you for clearing it all out. We thank you for throughout it all blessing us in the midst of what others may have viewed as loss. We thank you. Thank you for using us in the ways that you use us to only bring light into every space we enter. God, I thank you for these supernatural opportunities and the supernatural elevations that only you can do. We thank you. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to read from the Moments of Peace in the Presence of God daily devotional. And it is titled, His Name is Trustworthy. Those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9:10. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Psalm 9:1-2. You may be wondering what it means when you're reading the Bible and you see the word Lord in all capitals. This was the way translators signified that God's name has been used in the original text. In Hebrew, God's name is translated Yahweh, which means I am. He is living God, who is as faithful and loving today as he was to all generations before, and as he'll continue to be for all eternity. That is why you can trust God. He is unchanging. The psalmist saw God's faithfulness proven daily, and you can as well. Call upon his name. You'll certainly find that he's completely trustworthy. My God, the great I am, I thank you for being utterly dependable, reliable, faithful, and trustworthy. May your name always be praised. Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your obedience. And thank you for entrusting me to be a vessel during this time with you. I do not take that lightly. I am so proud of you. I am so honored to be on this path with you. And I hope that you know that all things work out for your good. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Bye.